Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Revisiting Peter Holland's book, Build a Better Brain, using neuroplasticity to train your brain for motivation, discipline, courage, and mental sharpness, we have this bit of information. The next part of the healthy brain equation is sleep. It has long been argued that specific modes of sleep are where memories are actually created and where learning can be said to occur. It's thought that the brain's structure is changed and synaptic connections are formed during sleep. Indeed, studies have teased out the specifics of how memories are enhanced or stored during sleep. In a 2005 study, Professor Matthew Walker of Harvard University was able to compare fMRI scans of the brains of subjects while awake and asleep to see the different parts of the brain that were activated, where memory consolidation occurred. He found that people's cerebellums were far more active after a period of sleep between periods of learning, and this activity was highly correlated with better learning and memory. Professor Walker commented, "Sleep appears to play a key role in human development. At 12 months of age, infants are in an almost constant state of motor skill learning, coordinating their limbs and digits in a variety of routines. They have an immense amount of new material to consolidate, and consequently, this intensive period of learning may demand a great deal of sleep. Specifically, rapid eye movement, REM sleep, is most important for memory consolidation and storage during sleep. There has been debate in recent years about just how important it is to memory, but sleep can also serve another purpose. We sleep to forget the unimportant facets of our day and filter them out so our memories can be more organized." In 2003, research conducted at the University of Wisconsin-Madison hypothesized that neurons and synapses essentially worked and proliferated in overload during the day and were pruned back during sleep, so only the important things made it into longer-term memory. This implies that we sleep to literally forget certain parts of our day and to have better organized memory. A team of researchers from the University of Rochester has also posited that sleep is like the brain's waste removal system. When you can provide the systems responsible for memory a reprieve overnight, it's simply likely they will continue to work better for you in the coming days. Sleep can serve many specific purposes on the brain and memory, but overall, the brain, like the body, needs rest and recovery. This is not even mentioning the deleterious effects of sleep deprivation, where one set of researchers from the University of California, Los Angeles, likened a lack of sleep to drinking too much. Patients with epilepsy were studied, and they were found to have a litany of ongoing issues: memory lapses, distorted visual perception, impaired and sluggish thought, and a slow reaction time. From the description alone, it sounds like someone who has had a few too many alcoholic drinks. Think of sleep as ongoing maintenance for the machine of your brain. We'd like to thank Peter Hollins for that clip from his book, Build a Better Brain, Using Neuroplasticity to Train Your Brain for Motivation, Discipline, Courage, and Mental Sharpness. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, new stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.